Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Duke of Earl. Glad to be hanging out with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of things that we update every single day. And every week, lots of new stuff and articles, archives, things you can read, you can watch, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter. You got, take a poll question. We actually have a poll question there on the homepage, too, as we've been having for a while. So we ask a different question every week. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And our video. Don't forget the video there on the homepage. And of course, we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. So check all that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Brian Moran is our guest. He's with the Wall Street Journal. He's in charge of sales and development, especially working with small businesses over there. He's executive director of all that over at the Wall Street Journal. But we knew him when he was a real-life small business owner, just like you and me. And now he has a regular job. You get paid every time now, don't you?
Every 2 weeks. I punch a clock and all that good stuff.
But it wasn't always so, was it, Brian?
No. For about 9 years, I had my own company.
Yeah, you had for your own company, and you're like the rest of us. You lived by your wits in those days, didn't you?
I did.
Hey, Brian, one of the things that's going on right now that's being debated in Washington, and a lot of our good friends are really pushing for this, is called crowdfunding,
mm-hmm.
where there are a couple of three elements to this thing, and one of them is the securities angle, meaning if you bring somebody in to invest in your business whom you don't know, there are security laws to prevent that,
right.
or you go to jail. So they've got to get over that. They got to deal with the security issues. Then there are the legal issues, obviously. But then there are the structural issues of the deal. Who's going to invest? Why are they investing? What are they going to get out of it? How can they count on what you have told them? And the full disclosure part. And so those are all. It's a really complicated thing. But a lot of on its face. Crowdfunding sounds like a good idea, but it does have issues, doesn't it?
It does, and you know, that's kind of replacing the friends and family model. It's really kind of formalizing it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think the level was $5 million, right? It was there were some issues about doing it for less than $5 million, but this goes back to the alternative forms of financing for people who weren't able to get the traditional bank loans. And what I have been telling people is that you need to take a step back and you need to really look at your business and understand the financing of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, there are some people who've written great books on business and finance. And a friend of mine, Dalit Rao, had written a book called Bootstrap to Billions,
mm-hmm.
which is an incredible book. On 28 companies that went from $0 to $1 billion in sales, 22 of them never took any form of outside finance.
Wow.
Yeah. Another one's called Financial Intelligence.
Hey, folks, before you ever take an investor, read that book.
It's an incredible book. And these are friends of mine, but Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. is Joe Knight wrote that book.
Mm-hmm. Joe Knight's a regular on the show.
He's fantastic.
We've talked about that book many times on the show.
And there's one other one. Andrew Sherman, who's a good friend of ours,
absolutely.
Has written a book called Harvesting Intangible Assets.
Absolutely. Yeah, we launched that book. Both of those two books we launched on the show.
What these books tell you is that if you want to grow your business before, taking on equity partners is like getting married 10 times over.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you need to think long and hard about the people who you're bringing into your company and opening your books to them. And what I tell people is, take that step back and look at your business, and I'm going to ask you a simple question. If you needed to raise money in 30 days, how would you do it,
mm-hmm.
and how much would you raise?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have access to? Whether it's for an opportunity or it's to solve a problem. you know, like one of your creditors or one of your customers went out of business and took your receivables, right? And so now you need to raise money to pay off your payables. They don't even, business owners don't even have a grip on that. Mm-hmm. They can't ask that. They don't have their financial statements in order.
Right.
You know who does a good
job? That's the main thing is you're going to have to, folks, before you can take any crowdfunding money, You've got to have financials like almost to the point of General Motors or Xerox or IBM. I mean, you got to, which you should have anyway. You should be doing it that way anyway. But most small business owners, as you know, Brian, don't. And so, you know, the thing, folks, you know, Brian, one of the things that I keep reminding people about is the absolute best venture capital is from your customers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's where the best capital work, the best working capital comes from, is from your customers. And the next best, if other than your own money, the next best is from a bank, with a loan from a bank. And then if you have to go beyond that, then if you want to bring in somebody else's money, that's fine. But you know, there's a reason, Brian, that getting investor funding is not easy. It's supposed to not be easy.
Right.
You're supposed to have to think about it, and it's so, folks. You know, it really bothers me sometimes, Brian. People start a business, and the first thing they think about is how do I raise capital instead of how do I find customers.
Right, and how do I grow my business organically?
Yeah,
make the outside financing,
bootstrapping.
You know, the financing of last resort. Right. Now, and ask yourself the tough questions.
Right.
Use your business plan as your guide. And I think you'll find 9 times out of 10 you can do it on your own.
Folks, that's wisdom from a man who's been there, done that. Actually, a couple of guys who've done that. 10 Till, we're going to be right back. Brian Moran is our guest. He's with the Wall Street Journal. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.